Chapter 4. Hear the whistle blow. Have you ever seen a postcard of a small New England town? That's pretty much how Harmony looked the day after the lights went out. The postcard version usually has a church with a white steeple, and a small park with a monument to dead soldiers, and a block or two of simple wooden buildings for the general store and a bank and a police station. Except we didn't have a bank exactly, just a glorified ATM. And no police station because there was only one cop, and he was a part-time volunteer. And instead of a general store, we had the Superette. The gunshot came from the vicinity of the ATM. In the confusion, me and Gronk slipped away from the school steps, crossed the block, and sneaked near enough to see what was happening. A bunch of folks had been waiting in line to take money out, and some of them had their hands in the air, like they were ready to surrender. The ATM had a glass cubicle to protect it from the weather. One of the glass walls had been shattered, but it looked like nobody got hurt. Turned out the ATM wasn't working. Big surprise, with the power out, duh. But they were waiting in line anyway, in case it came back on. The guy with the gun wasn't pointing it at them exactly, but he was waving it around, which explained the hands in the air. "Stand back," he yelled. "I'll get her open." Me and Gronk hid behind a stalled pickup truck. Better safe than sorry. "Looks like an AR-15, Gronk said, peeking over the side of the truck. The man with the assault rifle was dressed in winter hunting camo and knee-high black boots, and had a lumpy backpack slung over one shoulder. His back was turned to me, but he looked familiar. Even the gun looked familiar. "That's Mr. Bragg," Gronk hissed. "My dad always said he was a nut bar." "The dude with the weird eyes?" "Yup." Mom had told us to stay away from Webster Bragg. He and his family, including five adult sons and their wives and children, had moved to Harmony a few years ago. They converted an old farmhouse into a compound and surrounded the whole place with barbed wire to keep the feds out. According to the billboards they erected on the property, the Braggs were opposed to any form of government and any kind of tax, and any race other than the white race. The one thing they did favor...